So the president's speech tomorrow night will be the first formal proposal indication that he's going to make this a major feature of his budget. The report we put together, Next Step Healthcare, is really a way of emphasizing why, in order to fix families' economy, our state's economies, our businesses' economies, in order we need to fix the healthcare system. And to emphasize the fact that every year we wait and don't do this, the costs are greater, because as long as healthcare costs continue to skyrocket past regular costs and take up a bigger and bigger chunk of our economy, then it becomes harder and harder to control costs and the burdens on our families and on our businesses and our state governments and our federal government become that much greater.
In 2005, then-Governor Jeb Bush promised that his plan to overhaul Medicaid would provide more choices, better service, and cost savings. But according to the Palm Beach Post, just the opposite has happened. The Post based their opinion on a recent investigation by the Associated Press, which showed that nearly 1,000 doctors providing care in the two largest counties in the program, Broward and Duval, have quit because they can't treat patients effectively. But despite the dramatic drop in primary care providers, state officials remain satisfied with the program. Scott Randolph is a Democrat representing Orlando in the State House. He's skeptical that the program should be increased, as some in the state are suggesting.
I think the results have been mixed, but low on the mixed side. And I think that's what we were all expecting. And then last year, when we expand their profit ability and their ability to cut services that much more, I think we did a disservice to the people of Florida. So I think we'll continue to take a real hard look at that and whatever pushes there are to expand that program. I mean, there were pushes in the House last year to go ahead and expand that program to throughout Florida, and we will certainly fight that.
Richard Kirsch with Healthcare for America Now says the public must remain engaged in this national discussion about healthcare because he says the insurance companies will do all they can to stifle meaningful changes in the system.
We'll see drug companies resistant to having control on what they can charge for healthcare costs. We may see some of the business lobbies saying that they don't want to have to pay anything for their employees' health coverage at all, shunting all the costs onto individuals and taxpayers. So we're calling for the public to write and call their members of Congress in the House and in the Senate, saying that they strongly support President Obama's call for quality, affordable health care from 2009, and they want that passed in 2009 the way the president's proposed.